Good morning, I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. The psalmist writes, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Psalm 23 and 4. The psalmist did not say, "Even though I stand, sit, or camp out in the valley." The verse indicates motion. "Even though I walk through the shadow and the appearance of a deadly experience, I will not fear evil. Even though I face the challenges of my day or my own past mistakes, I will keep walking. I will fear no evil." The valley experience is a walkthrough. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor that the valley experience is a walkthrough, not a place of permanent habitation. Too often we slip into the habit of just staying in the valley. There are habits we need to slip out of and find new ones we should slip into. Slip out of procrastination and slip into discipline. Slip out of starting and not finishing and slip into completing. Slip out of childish attitudes and slip into maturity. Slip out of spending what you don't have and slip into fiscal responsibility. Slip out of self-hatred and slip into a healthy self-esteem. Slip out of being trapped by other people's isms. Slip out of sexism. Slip out of male bashing. Slip out of women bashing. And slip out of every other exclusionary ism that embarrasses the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can slip out of stereotyping, the habit that lumps everybody together and judges and condemns everybody based on hearsay or one's negative experience. Let's slip out of negativity and a vocabulary filled with no, can't, never, not now, and impossible. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging negativity, but don't live negatively for the rest of your life. Negativity plays an important part in life, functioning as an early warning system of impending danger. It warns us to slow down when we need to examine deeper, more cautiously, or take notice of what's going on in our bodies, in our lives, in our community, and in the world. But being negative all the time can also be a wall separating us from our higher selves, the higher self that Jesus Christ is challenging and helping us to obtain. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Subscribe today, and don't forget to be a part of our Lenten journey.